The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I saw a pale horse,
the beast.
We're told in the book of Revelation.
This is not a human child.
Isn't an angel?
Satan. Armageddon is almost upon us.
Order the use of nuclear weapons.
The world is a fine place and worth fighting for.
From one end of the world to the other, I will oppose you.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. This is PID Radio.
From the heartland of America, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, and welcome to our humble bunker, everybody. We have a special guest in the bunker.
We do, and a special announcement as well. We've kind of hinted at some things through social media here over the last few days, and this purpose of today's podcast really is just to sort of make official what we've been sort of hinting at over the last few days.
We've been doing sign language and all kinds of cool stuff.
Semaphore.
Today is December 21st of 2014, and our special guest in the bunker is coming to us from Crane, Missouri.
He is the man behind Defender Publishing and a man that we are honored to call friend for these last 10 years. And in 2015, we will be partnering with him. This is proud to welcome to the bunker, Tom Horn. Tom?
Hey, great to be here, as always, to be able to be on Peering in the Darkness with Derek and Sharon Gilbert. You've always been a couple of my very favorite people. And, you know, you just said the last 10 years, that's astonishing, isn't it, how that time has gone by so quickly. And, you know, the other day Sharon told me that you guys feel like the grandparents of podcasting. But that's really true. I mean, you were there so early on, kind of almost pioneering how some of this technology, long before blog talk radio or any other such automated opportunities came along. And it was you and David Flynn was still alive.
Right.
We were, you know, we were doing shows like that. And so it's always been a privilege, a pleasure. And of course, we do have really big announcements to make today.
We do.
Yeah, this is something we've been praying about for a while, and we've shared with friends and with folks at in the various places where we you know, the various corners of the web that we inhabit. That it's been our desire to try to move into ministry on a full time basis, and you know, I've said before that maybe the part of our reluctance to do it to this point has been my own reluctance, maybe trepidation about stepping off that, you know, outside of that safety net provided by a full-time paycheck and full-time health insurance. But Tom, through his new venture, has opened a door for us, and we will be stepping through in 2015 and becoming a part of the team at the new Skywatch TV.
That's right. Tom, why don't you tell our listeners about Skywatch TV?
Yeah, you know, for me, the plan to launch Skywatch Television, this is really just kind of a natural extension of a Raiders News Update and what we've been doing for that past decade when we were also doing shows with you. And as you know, when I stopped pastoring, I pastored for nearly 25 years, and then I was an executive in the Assemblies of God Oregon District for 7 years, 8 years almost. And when I retired from that and I surrendered my credentials because I no longer wanted to be identified with any one denomination, but then it was kind of like you saying, Derek, that, you know, up until now it's been that step of faith. And I'm going to step out here. I'm going to put myself in the hands of God. And it's a giant step of faith. How will I survive? What will I do? It's us men, you know, and our egos are designed by God to be able to provide for our homes and for our families, and that's always in the back of our mind. But we also know that the just shall live by faith. And I still recall when I stopped pastoring and I stepped away from the AG, you know, thinking, okay, now what? I guess I'm going to retire. And that kind of became the biggest joke that everybody tells now. Tom Horn retires. Ha ha. You know. But I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do. So, you know, I started this hobby called Raiders News Update. I wanted to have a website, and I wanted to address issues that people were asking questions about, but we're not necessarily receiving answers or adequate answers inside mainstream, local, denominational churches, which are not really set up to deal with a lot of this kind of stuff anyway, right? Like UFOs and genetic manipulation and aliens. What are they? I mean, you can't preach that stuff every Sunday. I mean, if you're a pastor, you're dealing with a lot of more practical kind of things, everything from counseling and marrying people and burying people to basic, you know, Christian living and fellowship. And it can have a little bit of that, but it can't be based on all of that. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to fill this void. I'm going to talk about what the church either won't or in many instances can't. And why would I do that? Because people are asking questions, and they're asking more and more questions as it becomes very apparent that what many people would call end-time biblical signs are unfolding all over the world, in addition to these strange manifestations, things in the sky, which is also part of the signs and wonders that the Bible predicted, mysterious booms and noises people are hearing all over the world, and then chaotic things happening to weather and giant pits opening up in the earth all over the place. And people are looking at all this, and they're nervous about it, or they feel like it's wondrous, or they feel like they're not sure about their own future, that things are falling apart at the seams. So my original vision for Raiders News Update was, you know, we're going to deal with this. This is the kind of stuff we're going to deal with, but we're going to have an orthodox, even old-fashioned Christian doctrinal undergirding of all that. So when people come there, it's not New Age. So anyway, SkyWatch Television is really kind of the great incarnation of that original dream. And by the way, I did not know, when I started Raiders News Update some years ago, at first it was only an email, and it was even a joke. I had been working on the book The Gods Who Walk Among Us, and my co-author was Dr. Donald Jones. And about that time, yes, you know, all these Indiana Jones films were coming out. And it was a joke. I ran around calling him Indy, you know, because it was Dr. Jones, right? And I started this newsletter, an email newsletter, and we called it Raiders of the Lost Truth. Again, it was almost like a joke. And then we launched the website. Eventually, we thought, okay, we got to quit playing around here because this is growing and people have serious questions. We just started calling it Raiders News Update. It took a long time for people not to think we were a football team news site. Mm-hmm. So then we had to come up with some brilliant way of saying we're, you know, rating the news. And so anyway, it stuck, you know. We hit a nerve. Today there's literally hundreds of thousands of unique visitors to that website, and a lot of them, of course, are Christians. Many of them are not Christians. People come there from all kinds of world views, and we do see ourselves as fishers of men, and so we want to be out there not preaching to the choir, but out there where everybody, whatever their worldview is, are coming and visiting with us and talking to us, and we're going to want the SkyWatch Television program to do the same thing. So anyway, I'm going on and on, but what started as a hobby turned into this trafficked website. Then the next step was, well, we should also be publishing books. And we started Anomalos Publishing, and I did not like the model of how we were doing that. We turned it into Defender Publishing, and that model grew to become the number one best-selling publisher of prophecy books for the past 10 years in a row, and that among 230 Christian publishing houses.
Wow.
Inside the second largest distributor of Christian products in the world, STL, Send the Light Distribution. And just this last year, we released ourselves from their contract and formed our own distribution. So now we're distributing directly through Ingram, Baker & Taylor, Barnes & Noble, everybody else. But until all the way up until the last minute, when we separated ourselves from STL in their catalog, we were once again, 10 years in a row, the number one selling publishing house of prophetic material.
Hmm.
They had to be, you know, sad to see you guys go.
Oh, they were doing everything and anything to try to keep us from leaving.
Hmm. And this is something we noticed early on in PID Radio. Now, Sharon and I both come from a background where we're fans of science fiction, and we've always had minds very curious about the way things work. And the supernatural, of course, is just a compelling topic, especially for people who are curious about the way the universe works around us. And thankfully, the Holy Spirit has both drawn us to the guidebook of the supernatural, to borrow the phrase from L.A. Marzulli. For guidance in that regard, you know, Sharon came to it through just the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I had to go through the more, I don't know, evidence-based explanations where I had to read apologetics and come to a conclusion that way. But we see that the world is more mysterious than most of us would like to believe. It's more like the X-Files than we would like to believe, really. And people in the churches don't typically see that, or they tend to block it out, or at least the church hierarchies tend to block that out and shield people in the congregations from it, or try to. The problem is that they're not really being shielded from it. What they're doing is they're turning to non-biblical sources of information, like the History Channel, or you know, whatever, A&E, you know, various places that are presenting a New Age worldview. And that's why we really appreciate the work that you've been doing over the years, and that other folks like, you know, our friends, you know, Gary Stearman and Bob Ulrich and others who have been exploring these questions that dare not be asked inside on Sunday morning, and presenting a biblical explanation for these things.
Well, the thing is, in the churches, dare not be asked. What happens is, pastors have a responsibility to watch over a flock, and they're, you know, I remember being a pastor, and what's going on a daily basis? Well, people are coming to the church, mothers that want me to counsel their children for particular reasons, or there's some kind of a conflict, you know, one believer against the other believer, so you're trying to bring these people together. You're dealing with just a lot of practical stuff on a very, very, you know, kind of practical daily basis that does not allow a lot of time for investigating these other issues. When I was a pastor, one or two times a year, I might preach on prophecy, and the rest of the time I'm preaching on all kinds of other stuff. Now, what that means, though, is that, therefore, most pastors are ill-equipped to deal with these questions because they don't really spend any time thinking about it. Some of them are opposed to it, and many churches are opposed to the teaching of prophecy. But even those who are open to the ideas don't really have a lot of time to commit to it. And pastoring is a big job. It's a full-time job. It's more than a full-time job. And so then when somebody in the church comes in and they say, hey, I want to ask you a question about the Nephilim and the giants, and did they really exist? Most of these pastors are completely ill-equipped to answer those questions. They just haven't spent any time thinking about it. So if they're honest, they'll say, you know, I've thought a lot about that myself, too, and I've got a lot of questions about that myself, too, and here are some resources you can go to. Or they'll say, nah, it's a bunch of poppycock. You shouldn't, you know, don't trouble yourself with that. Well, then what happens is the people in the church say, yeah, I'm not sure if he's right. Therefore, I'm online now, and I'm Googling this stuff, and people are winding up in really dark corners of the Internet.
Yes.
Or, as you say, they're getting their answers from the History Channel or some other scurrious source that, you know, these are the titans of poor theology.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
The worst places on earth to get your answers from a biblical worldview. They mix everything up. They mix the metaphors, occultism, Christianity, put it all in one giant soup. And at the end of the day, they still just leave it with questions. They get to the end of it and say, so there's not really any way to know, but wasn't that an interesting ride?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What we say is you can know. In fact, amazingly, the Bible deals with these subjects. The Bible recorded this subject matter. And then there are extra-biblical texts that didn't make it into the canon as we know it today, the Bible as we know it today, some of which, like the Book of Enoch, are quoted by writers of the Scripture.
Right.
And we can put these things together and get a very clear picture about what was happening while maintaining solid orthodoxy. This is the thing people are often amazed about. They go to Raiders News Update. They'll contact us through Raiders News Update. Here we are over there dealing with everything from UFOs to giants. And then when they start asking us about our theology or our mission statement or whatever, they're amazed to find out that we believe in the authority of the Word of God, that we believe that it was divinely inspired in all of its original letters. We believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. We believe that there is no salvation on earth other than Jesus. He is the gateway. There is no other.
Amen.
So they find this just like really old-fashioned kind of theology that is the bedrock on which we've dared to go out and say, now, having said that, we think we can talk about all the subject matter. By the way, I should also say, Raiders News Update led to Defender Publishing, but Raiders News Update also has led to us launching this year in 2015 not just Skywatch Television, but also Defender Films. And the very first film that is coming out is something that you, Derek and Sharon Gilbert, have written and talked a lot about, and that's on transhumanism. So the very first film we're hoping to release probably before the second quarter of 2015 is called Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. And as you guys know, yesterday, I sent you a document from one, he's one of the world's leading advisors on financial investments, and he's produced this huge document telling investors that they need to get in now early on the human enhancement era that's going to begin with brain enhancement technologies, and that while they can buy, you know, stock for a dollar a share, they ought to be doing it because it's going to go to hundreds of dollars a share. And he's saying that there's going to be as many as 1 billion brain-enhanced people on Earth within 5 years from today. So this is coming at us like a storm. So why Skywatch Television? Because we believe the world has never more needed people like us to come together with the widest possible media influence and with the qualified people who, like Sharon Gilbert, with people with degrees in biology, and Derek Gilbert, who was a top 10 radio drive time talk show guy that's got this wonderful voice and face that can, you know what I mean? And Tom Horn, the old fat guy in the background, hoping to finance it all.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of people are listening and they're excited about the idea of Skywatch TV. So is this going to be a single show or is this going to be a network of programming?
It's going to be a network, and again, you know me, you try to get to the point, and I'm this old preacher that wants to get up on a pig trail and talk about everything else. So here's the deal. About 2 years ago, it started becoming painfully obvious that for Raiders News Update, Defender Enterprises, all of that, to grow and reach people around the world with a message of prophecy, the lateness of the hour, the urgent need for people to therefore draw close to Christ, those who know him, in their devotions, the next logical step would be to launch our own television network, our own television program, which could grow into a network of programs. And we want to do it at a level that can truly reach and impact a global audience, not just one time, but on a daily basis and on a weekly basis. Now, to do that, 2 years ago, you know, if people are wondering, well, why aren't you just doing it? How come it hasn't started yet? Because it required a lot of things. One, it required land, commercial buildings, a studio. I mean, anybody in this business can tell you that it's a very expensive endeavor. And we've tried to do it so far without ever asking anybody for any kind of donation. And so we've been milking all the money out of Defender Publishing and anything else we could do, which sometimes isn't that much. When you sell one book for $19 and give away, you know, 15 other books with it, you're not making any money, right?
Yeah.
So we needed land and equipment. Well, that's what we've been acquiring. We finally did. Altogether, we've got 150 acres that's going to become part of a Christian retreat. And we're not really yet ready to talk about that, but we will be talking about it this year on Skywatch Television. Suffice to say, it will be a facility where we want to be able to provide ministry to everybody from children that are wards of the state to guest groups that might use it for a writer's conference. But here's the key. We want to do all of that without cost. In other words, we don't want to charge any user that comes on the property a dime for anything. We want to underwrite the cost of them being here, provide their food services, their lodging, everything else, without charging them a dime to use it. That's part of the grand vision. And at some point, we'll be publishing an article. It'll be on the upcoming new website, skywatchtv.com, and it'll basically outline the grand scheme. And that's, you know, what the TV part of it will be, what the publishing house will be, what the Defender Films will be. And this is not pie in the sky. We've already got the publishing house. We've already got Raiders. We've already built the studio. We've already acquired all of the land. And now, in addition, though, and here's where Derek and Sharon Gilbert come in addition to things like land and studios and whatever, you also have to have specialized people. You have to have specialized personnel, qualified people. And and I'll tell you something else, Derek, Sharon, I may have already told you this or not, but this will be the first time the audience knows it either way. From the very beginning, 2 years ago when we first started dreaming this dream, from the very beginning, there were two names on the top of that wish list, and that was Derek and Sharon Gilbert. From the very start. It really was, from the very start. And it's not that we didn't spend a lot of time thinking about this. We did. And as you know, I know a lot of people, right, with a lot of various background and everything from broadcast media to, ex-pastors who are now doing various things in ministries to authors, whatever. And every time we went down through that list, Derek and Sharon Gilbert just continued to come out on top. I think that's partly because you and I had done so many shows together that I already really had a feel for your heart, your passion for ministry, but it's also your talent. And that's the other thing is, you know, everybody's got a different kind of calling. Some people are authors, some people are preachers, pulpiteers, some people are businessmen and investors, some people are school teachers. So everybody has their calling. And I tell you, and I've said this for many years now, Derek and Sharon Gilbert were born and designed by God. When they came off God's design spindle, they were made to be in Christian broadcast media. But you're also wired like I am in the sense that you're willing to talk about some of this stuff that other people wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole,
right?
And yet your theology is not New Age. So this is kind of like a marriage made in heaven. So we kept coming back, and I kept saying, when the time is right. In fact, you guys will remember as much as maybe even a year ago we talked on the phone, and I was not letting the cat out of the bag.
No,
at all.
We had no clue at that time.
Now, people were calling it the evil scheme. I'd go down to Oklahoma and visit with Gary Spearman and Bob Ulrich, and they were digging me. They knew I was up to something, but they didn't know what it was. And everybody started calling it Tom's evil scheme. Well, there's nothing evil about it. It's just a secret.
Yeah.
That we just thought, you know, timing is everything, and there was no point in talking about it 2 years ago. Anyway, bottom line is you have to have, besides buildings and land for people that are listening to this program, you also have to have specialized personnel. And so the public can know, here, just has it been over a week ago, whatever it was, you guys came to the metropolis.
The metropolis of Plain.
Yes.
And spent a few days here at my invitation. And we invited you, I invited you, to come on staff full-time with Skywatch Television to relocate here to Missouri, and to help us build the Skywatch Television Enterprises. And I want the public to know that you graciously accepted that invitation, and we couldn't be more excited. In fact, I wish you could get here faster than you can.
I'll pack now.
Well, we're delighted. The Lord has opened a door that we've been praying for quite some time. As you know, and I'll share this with the audience, some months ago I was really feeling boxed in, I guess, in my professional career. And that's not to say anything against my current employer, because they're a wonderful company. and they treat us like family. So I can say nothing bad about it. It's just it's not what I wanted to do when I grew up.
I think the Lord was putting a burden on your heart to do full-time ministry. I think that's why you felt boxed in.
That is probably so. And so there came a day when I was just, you know, feeling like a motor that was revving without being put into gear. And it was driving Sharon crazy to the point where she said, call Tom Horn before I punch you.
That's true.
And I called a couple of other, you know, Christian brothers just to ask for some guidance and some advice. And, you know, at this point, we had no idea what you were planning and that this was eventually going to come to pass. So, again, I think the hand of the Lord was kind of in all of this kind of guiding us in this direction. On top of which, Sam T. Doxson has said now he's done all he can in Indiana and in Illinois, so now it's Missouri's turn to get the full Sammy. So
he's to get the full Sammy.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The full Sammy treatment.
You know, of course, my wife is into therapy animals. He's been for ministry. My son is too. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Sammy don't wind up with some spot on a future television program. Who knows?
Oh, he thinks he's going to be the head of the whole thing. I mean,
yes. Well, we'll let him think that.
Vice president in charge of snacks, yes.
Well, and here's the thing, though. You did call me. We talked on the phone, and I really heard your heart. You couldn't possibly know the day you called me. I was biting my lip not to say anything, because here you are talking to me about you want to make this step of faith, you want to go into ministry full time. I could hear your heart. I've seen this calling on both of you. I've seen this calling on your life for years. In fact, I've been astonished, frankly, that you were available and that you weren't already fully entrenched in full-time ministry somewhere. It's just amazing to me that you were there and that you were available, and that if I had to pick who I would want to come and help me build Skywatch TV of all the people on the earth, it was Derek and Sharon Gilbert. So I was just astonished when you called me. This, what was that, maybe a year ago now?
Yeah, I think about that far back, yeah.
And it was right after some conference. You had gone to the conference, and I know how those conferences kind of get the fire lit in your soul.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
And you wanted to talk to me about how I thought you might be able to do this. Well, anyway, I wasn't saying anything because the timing wasn't right. But anyway, bottom line is we have now. So now, Derek and Sharon Gilbert are going to come on staff full-time with us to help us build Skywatch Television. Let's tell people what some of what that means on a daily and practical basis. One thing it will mean, Derek, doing daily updates. These are televised updates. So a brand new website is coming, skywatchtv.com. It's almost complete now. We're just kind of working out some of the final bugs in it. When we first launch it, Raiders News Update will still be online, and so will Skywatch TV. And we'll leave Raiders News Update over there online, essentially pointing people to Skywatch TV, so that if they're just out there somewhere and want to know what in the world happened to Raiders News Update, we'll be able to say Raiders News Update is now Skywatch TV. We'll do that for a month or two. But the new Skywatch Television website, it'll have, you know, the daily news aggregating like Raiders News Update does, but it's going to be 1,000 times more dynamic than that, in that it is also going to have the weekly half-hour television broadcast, the main television broadcast. It's also going to have a daily video update, and all of that will be archived. And then we can talk about some more about what's coming in a moment, but I want people to know that, Derek, you have been invited to do the daily television update, as well as we should tell people that right now Gary Stearman is the anchor for the main 30-minute television broadcast that will mm-hmm. be both on the Internet. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to also get like a Roku channel, so people who are using media boxes would be able to subscribe to it and watch it. It's all going to be free. That was the other thing somebody asked me the other day, because some of the people that are out there now have radio and television ministries, but you have to pay. You have to subscribe to see it.
Right.
Everything we do is going to be free. In fact, even a magazine that we can talk about in a moment. And then I can also imagine that, Derek, you will also be co-hosting with Gary Stearman a lot of these shows. And when Gary can't be here, and I would like to, you know, I'm not sure what all I can say about this right now, but I would ask people to pray for Gary. He's not feeling very well right now. And that might mean that as we're getting off the ground, Derek, you might have the burden of both the 30-minute television program as well as the daily updates. But in any case, you would be doing that with Gary Stearman for the main broadcast from the beginning. So tell us, Derek, you know, what could we expect? So let's imagine it's 60 days from now. Actually, let me say it's 30 days from now. I'm going to start upping the ante. And somehow we conned you into leaving even faster and getting here. But so you're here. It's the first part of the 2015, and people are now going to the SkyWatch TV website. And on a daily basis, what's some of the kind of stuff you think you will be talking about on SkyWatch TV?
Well, I think much of it will be the type of news that Sharon and I have been talking about on PID Radio over the last 10 years and the things that you have been publishing at Raiders News Update. The news headlines that we see every day, in our view, are shadows, reflections of the real spiritual war that are taking place around us. Sharon and I were talking about a story that we just saw today as we record this on December 21st of 2014, of a woman in Australia who's been arrested, mother of seven, arrested when eight children were found stabbed to death in her home. If that is not evidence that literal evil influences the actions of humans on planet Earth, then I don't know what is. And that's the kind of thing that we would bring to the table, not from the standpoint of looking for sensational stories.
No.
You know, like the Don Henley song, you know, kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down.
Yeah.
You know, bubble-headed bleach blonde, you know, comes on at five and da-da-da-da-da. That's not what we're trying to do, just to show people, look, whether you recognize it or not, you are in the middle of a battle. You are on the battlefield, and you need to declare your allegiance to one side or the other. And by not declaring an allegiance, by declaring yourself agnostic, you have already declared a side. You know, you are not – there are no neutral parties in this war. And the news that we want to bring forth – of that type, but also of the type showing the radical changes that are taking place to the world around us as the New Agers attempt to manifest heaven on earth, as the transhumanists attempt to manifest heaven on earth, as social justice warriors attempt to manifest heaven on earth. And we as Christians understand that that's only coming when Jesus Christ returns and that he's coming back in his own time. There's nothing that we can do one way or the other to affect the timing of that ultimate destiny of humanity. Those are very broad strokes, but those are the kinds of things that we'll be looking for and trying to give some context to it in the broader scope of Bible prophecy.
There you go. That's the sentence I was looking for. So we will be a little bit ABC News, a little bit 2020, because we'll also be doing some special investigative reports, which we can talk about in a moment. We'll be doing all of that, but the way we do it differently than everybody else is that behind us, in the back of our mind, the voice behind the voice is emanating from biblical prophecy.
Yes,
but also,
right.
And sometimes we'll be dealing with issues that are not necessarily prophetic. Like Sharon, it's amazing to me that one of the other things, when we were building SkyWatch TV, when we were setting up the studio, we made the studio large enough that it's actually going to have three studios in there. Studio A, as we are calling it, for the main television program, is already done and it's ready to go, though I realize that set will probably evolve over time as we kind of really get settled in and, you know, you tend to change the background a little bit or a plant or you make it bigger or whatever. That's going to happen, but it's ready to go. We've got another wall that will be our giant green screen wall. But then now we also have Studio B. And I think people are going to be very excited about this idea. And here's another God thing. Again, Derek and Sharon Gilbert had not one time had a conversation with me and the people that were building SkyWatch Television, the facility. And the reason I wanted Studio B was because me and my wife, Nita, and some of my staff had imagined that the day would come when we're going to want to produce an all-female cast, and a show, kind of the Christian version, if you will, of The View, though I hate comparing it to The View because it's not going to be anything like that, but it would be an all-female cast dealing with issues of, it could be everything from world events to marriage to child raising to prophecy. It could be whatever is the issue, but it's from a woman's point of view. And I've had a burden to do this for the longest time. Well, you didn't even know that. And in fact, we had even used this kind of language. We'd said it's going to be a female version of The View. I mean, a Christian version of The View. Well, then I was gone on the road on a trip, and you folks came here to Crane to film one of the pilot shows with Gary Stearman. Those will be broadcast in January sometime. And while you were here, you were looking at the studio, and you saw Studio B, which has the lights in there but not the camera yet and not the set. And you sent me this email, Sharon, and it literally blew me and Anita's mind, and it just took our breath away in that you almost repeated verbatim what we had said. You even used this terminology. Have you ever thought that this could be used for a Christian version of The View? Well, we almost fell out of our chair. So tell us something about that, because as soon as you folks get here and we start making daily television and weekly television, immediately I'm going to want to start designing that set with it in mind that at some point in 2015 we're going to launch. Right now we're just calling it Skyview, and we don't really even know what the title of it's going to be. What can you imagine, Sharon, that might be like?
I think it is going to be a lively conversation. I can't wait to get started on this project. You know, when we go to conferences, I have women come up to me all the time because I'm often the only or one of maybe two female speakers. And they'll come up and they'll ask, well, why aren't there more women here? Because I'll look around in the sea of faces, and a lot of those faces belong to women. There are a lot of women attending prophecy conferences, a lot of single moms, women who've never been married, women who have a lot of questions, and they want to know how they fit into the prophetic timeline. They want to know how they can better serve the Lord. And sometimes they just want to know how to get a good pair of shoes. I mean,
sure.
These are important, weighty matters.
How to find a Christian husband.
You know, that's actually an email that we've gotten a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
And as one of the few women out here on the wall, so to speak, one of the few faces that women can relate to, it just really has been a burden on my heart to have some kind of programming that speaks directly to women.
And there's not one.
No.
So far as I know, there's not one television program made up of Christian women dealing with life's issues. And this astonishes me. There's Christian programming out there where you have maybe several guys and a token woman. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
A pretty face.
Yeah.
But so we're talking about doing something that is significantly needed, yet has never been done before.
Yeah.
And we're all about it. So, and now another thing we're going to be doing is a magazine, and we want to make this magazine free. It's going to start out just being an e-magazine, since we don't yet have a subscribers list. I've got a lot of addresses, but these are not people that have subscribed to a magazine. So we'll make that available as it'll be an EPUB. Now, I'm really dumb, but I know you guys get the tech side of this. It's an EPUB. It can probably also be a Kindle. It can be a Nook.
It can be even a PDF if you don't
no
have any
cost
of those.
To people that subscribe, right?
Yep. Yep, exactly. And it's going to be something that comes out, I think, once a month. With probably themes, you know, every month we're going to be covering a certain theme of issues, but also keeping up with what the programming is for the month on Skywatch TV and some of our special guests that Gary and Derek are going to be interviewing.
That's right. And another thing I want people to know about Skywatch Television, this for the magazine, also the program, some of the pilot shows are going to feel very much kind of like what you've seen us do in the past, where you have a guest, they're interviewed by Gary, maybe they have a book or a video or a movie or something, so there's always a product that's tied. That's necessary because somehow you have to pay the bills, and you have to buy television time, which is really expensive. But what I want people to know is that Skywatch TV is going to quickly evolve into a different kind of operation in that I do not want the program to be driven by products. I'm hoping people will support what we're doing, will help us take this message to the four corners of the earth. The Skyview Women program may not have any product whatsoever. What am I saying? I'm saying I want it to be content-driven. I'm saying that what the real issues of the day are, that's what I want to be dealing with. That's what I want to be talking about. And somehow, some way, the Lord's going to help us to see how to do this so that you have Defender Publishing, which is a for-profit organization, and hopefully it will continue to do well, and we'll take that money and we'll siphon it off over into Skywatch Television. And the hope will be that we cannot ever have in the back of our mind that we have to sell a product in order to be able to pay for television time, but that we have other enterprises that do that kind of thing, so that Skywatch TV can very quickly become something that is only content-driven. And we really believe that we're doing something God wants us to do, so we know the right people are going to partner with us in that endeavor. And until they do, I'm going to make Defender Publishing the slave. because I believe in this. I really do. I mean, you know, like I told you guys when you were here and it sounded kind of funny. I said, I'm in a place in my life right now where, and you've been here, you've been on the ranch, you've been in our home. I really could just put 9-foot walls around this and be like that Simpsons character.
Yeah, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. Smithers, release the hound. That would be a giant mistake. And that is absolutely not how I want to spend the rest of my life, just living in privacy and riding horses. Mm. I really want to dedicate the remainder of my life, so long as I'm here, in doing something that can reach the world. There was a news article today. Now, you want to talk about prophecy? There was a news article today that said we are within 5 years of fulfilling the Great Commission. We are within 5 years in terms of technology of reaching the very last lost vestiges of humanity. Tribal people that live deep in the woods, whatever, we're within the next 5 years. And what does prophecy tell us? This gospel will be preached to the ends of the earth, and mm-hmm. then the end will come. Talk about prophecy.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I want to be
exciting.
Part of that, right? Mm. I want to go out riding the waves.
Amen.
Amen to that, indeed.
Tom, we couldn't be more excited. We're looking forward to the next 60 days. We'll bring us geographically together, maybe even sooner, depending on how things shape up over the next couple of weeks. But we will be there as soon as we can, and looking forward to this new adventure, and especially knowing that in the back of all of this is the vision for the property there as a refuge and a haven for those who are in need of rest, comfort, and healing. And that's something we're really excited to be a part of as well. And we just so deeply appreciate this door that you've opened for us, and we just pray that
we will do
all, you know, to the last of our strength in making this a reality.
Amen.
So. Well, there's a lot more we can talk about. You've been on the property. You know what the vision is. We're already doing it. We're doing everything as if people would be here, right? We're cutting trails. We're building buildings.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that
Same thing with the television program. We'll have time in the future, as soon as I can con you into getting here, to start making television that will explain to everybody everything that we're doing, the investigative reports that we want to do, everything mm-hmm. that's happening.
Yeah. Tom Horn is the CEO of Defender Publishing and the new venture Skywatch TV, of which PID Radio is now a partner, and we are looking forward to it. Tom, thank you again, and we'll be talking with you real, real soon.
Thank you, brother.
See you guys real soon. Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Well, until next time.
No, wait. I just want to say one thing before we say goodbye.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because some of you out there may be wondering, what's going to happen to PID Radio? What's going to happen to Gilbert House Fellowship? All of those things are going to continue. Derek and I are going to continue our ministry separate from Skywatch TV. We'll be working with Tom with Skywatch TV. But everything that we're doing, That's a separate entity.
Yes.
So we're continuing that ministry that we've been doing for 10 years now, and especially the Sunday morning fellowships. I love those.
Yeah, amen. And it's a real blessing to us to be able to dig deeper into the Word of God as well, which is the whole point of this venture.
Amen.
So, yes. So don't fear. Those things will still be forthcoming on a regular basis. Schedule may be a little spotty over the next couple of months as we actually relocate. But
although, actually, yeah, that's true. That's going to be kind of a crazy time. But as we get there and get our feet, so to speak, and get on a regular schedule, I suspect that we'll have more frequent PID radios and maybe even a few more VFTBs, and we'll continue with our fellowship, and who knows?
Yeah. Well, just keep a watch on the space and keep a watch on the PID Radio Cafe, where we'll be releasing information there through Facebook. And as Skywatch TV begins its venture in 2015, we'll be right there and letting you know all about that.
That is the truth. Well, keep Tom Horn and all of his cohorts out there in your prayers. Also keep us in your prayers as we prepare to move. It's quite an undertaking.
Yes, yes.
And but Sam says he's ready to take on a new state.
Exactly right. So until next time, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. PID Radio is a production of the PID Radio Network, a division of Gilbert House. Please visit our website at PIDradio.com, where you'll find show notes and links to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. We wish to thank all those who help undergird and underwrite our ministry through prayers, feedback, and donations. To contact us directly, email us at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. Opening music adapted from The Alchemist's Tower by Kevin MacLeod, www.incompetech.com. Closing music, New Day Coming by Steve Grace, stevegrace.com. Content, copyright Gilbert House, and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derives 3.0 Unported License. For more information, see creativecommons.org.
Gonna step up to the microphone, say it loud and clear.